Hello everyone, my name is Patrick Casey and today on my podcast we will be talking about how many schools don't allow students to leave the building during lunch. We will also have two guest speakers later on. School isn't easy. Every day, students attend the same classes, learning new things with loads of work to do. Not just at school, but at home too. Throughout the 6-hour, 45-minute school day, students work nonstop with little time for themselves. At the high school age, kids need to be able to enjoy themselves and have some time set aside to have fun with friends. During lunch, students are able to interact with their peers, but only within the walls of the cafeteria. For my social justice project, I chose to work on the topic of allowing seniors to leave school grounds during lunch. Outside of Fairfax County, there are still some schools in Virginia that allow off-campus lunches. At Chevy Chase High School, students have a 40-minute lunch period and are able to take the time into their own hands and do as they please. This gives them the opportunity to get the food they want and even return home if needed. Mika English, a senior at Chevy Chase, said, "The best part about open lunch is that we get to leave school, stretch out our legs, and can have lunch at a variety of Bethesda restaurants. My favorites for open lunch are Chipotle, California Tortilla, and Starbucks for when I need a caffeine boost. Chipotle is probably the most popular among all students." So this not only enables students to get the food they please, but lets them show how responsible they can be. Teachers always talk about how high schoolers are young adults and need to take more responsibility for their actions, such as getting their work done, turning it in on time, accepting when they are in the wrong, etc. Giving students the ability to leave school for lunch will let them show how they can be more responsible. This opportunity will allow them to grow into the young adults teachers and parents want them to be. Schools could use the off-campus lunches to their advantage. They could make rules towards allowing only students with all their work turned in on time and having above a certain grade point average in order to leave. This would make seniors work harder on getting their homework done and keeping their grades up. Coming from a student who eats the school lunch almost every day and gets pretty much the same meal, there isn't much of a variety of foods to choose from. Just around Madison, there are 10 to 15 different restaurants that all have different types of foods. Most kids struggle to get up in the morning in the first place, but having to wake up even earlier to make their own lunch just turns into another task they have to do before getting to school. This can also lead to making someone late if they sleep in too long. I was able to speak with one of Madison's students, Casey Joseph, and I asked him some questions on my topic. Do you often buy your lunch at school? If so, what do you think of it?
On occasion I do. They're not the best, but they're not so bad either. I mainly just get the spicy chicken sandwiches and fries.
If Madison were to have off-campus school lunches, where are some places that you might go?
I would go to Subway, Jersey Mike's, Chipotle, Noodles, or McDonald's. Everything's really close, so there's lots of options.
Do you think that if there were some rules on having your work turned in on time and having above a certain grade point average in order to leave campus for lunch, would it make you work harder in classes?
I would definitely be more motivated to get a better GPA and try harder, because it would be a great privilege to be able to eat lunch off campus.
Another person I was able to meet with and interview was one of my past counselors from West Briar Elementary School. What is your opinion on having off-campus school lunches?
I grew up and graduated in the late 80s from Arlington County Public Schools. One of the greatest privileges was off-campus lunches. It was nice to have a small break from school, escape loud, crazy lunchroom, and go where we actually enjoyed our food. It was a very different time back then. But I believe seniors should have the opportunity to go where they want for lunch. But the school would need to have more rules and regulations than it did back in the day.
What do you think the reason was for taking away off-campus lunches?
In my opinion, the main reason for eliminating off-campus lunches were once students left campus, it was less likely that they would come back or on time. Another reason would be safety. If anything were to happen at the school while students were away, it would be very difficult to account for the student body.
Do you think that allowing seniors to leave for lunch would help them become more responsible?
Certainly, there are responsibilities to be gained by allowing seniors to leave. Implementing life skills such as time management and money management, it's not common sense. It's cumulative over life experiences that many 18-year-old seniors would benefit before heading off to college or future employment.
To wrap it all up, granting seniors the right to have off-campus lunches has many advantages, not only to the students, but to the staff and school too. Coming from a school counselor and a student from Madison, they both make some of the same points, agreeing that off-campus lunches would have a positive impact on the school. Thank you for listening to my social justice podcast. I know that we might not be able to get anything changed now, but hopefully we can for rising classes to come.